invite you to meet Corliss Archer, America's teenage sweetheart, featuring Sam Edwards, Fred Fields, and Mary Jane Cross, and starring Janet Waldo.
Thanks, guys.
Tomorrow is the first day of school, and while Corliss entertains Dexter by giving him an advanced lesson in geometry in the Archer's living room, these are entertaining Dexter's parents on the lawn outside.
Some more ice tea, Mary? No, thank you, Janet.
You know, Mary, I just can't believe it. Here, school hasn't even started yet, and your entry in the great intellectual handicap is indoors on a beautiful day studying.
It is unbelievable. The only time our Dexter's been known to open a book of his own accord is when he's looking for a picture to draw a mustache on.
Oh, when I think that tomorrow he's going to take another IQ test, I get goose-flesh.
Why? What's so all about an IQ test?
Dexter Franklin, according to the test he took last year, our Dexter made Simple Simon look like a genius.
Now, Bill, you know Dexter's an entirely normal, average boy. Why, he's no more of a dope than than you are. Those IQ tests aren't infallible. You'd be surprised how wrong they can be.
Yeah, they can be wrong, all right, especially when Dexter does them.
Well, here come the scholars now.
Hi.
Well, students, how did it go?
Oh, fine, Daddy. You know, Mr. Franklin, I think Dexter's really catching it.
Well, if he's careful, it won't show.
No kidding, Pop. Corliss is a swell teacher. Why, if I keep on like this, someday I'll be able to speak geometry almost as well as if I'd been born there.
Oh, Dexter, wasn't it exciting? Isn't the first day of school fun?
I don't mind the first day so much, Corliss. It's later on that the wear and tear of all that studying begins to get me.
Later on?
Yeah, around the second day. Gee, it's sure nice of you to come over to my house to teach me geometry.
You know, I thought maybe a change of scene would help. How do you think you did on the IQ test, Dex?
Gee, I don't know, Corliss. I asked Mr. Prendergast, but he didn't have all the papers graded.
I hope you didn't disgrace yourself again.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm sure I passed the physical examination. Maybe Mr. Prendergast is going to think I'm a dope, all right. But nobody's ever going to say I'm not a healthy dope.
Dexter, you're not a dope. When we're sitting together in the movies and we're holding hands and my head is on your shoulder, you seem so intelligent.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go over that geometry problem again, huh?
Hello, kid.
Oh, hello, Pop.
Hello, Mr. Franklin.
Well, Dexter, how'd the IQ test go today?
It was tough.
Easy.
That's the way I was afraid it'd go.
Well, gee, Pop, they asked some awfully dumb questions.
And I'll bet you got even by giving them some awfully dumb answers.
I'll get it, Pop.
No, I'll get it. You keep on with your geometry. I got a feeling you're going to need every second of it you can get. Hello.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mr. William Franklin, please.
Speaking.
Franklin, this is Mr. Prendergast.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Prendergast.
Uh-oh.
Franklin, I thought that inasmuch as you and I have had many talks in the past, that I should be the one to tell you.
Tell me? Tell me what?
Here it comes.
About your son, Dexter. He took an IQ test today, you know.
Don't rub it in.
Never in all my years with the Board of Education have I come across anything quite like it.
It's that bad, huh?
Bad? Look here, I don't think you realize exactly what that son of yours is.
Oh, yes, I do. Many's the night his mother and I have sat up worrying about it.
Oh, splendid. Splendid. Too often it goes unrecognized.
Oh, we recognize it, all right.
Well, I'm very happy that you and your wife realize that your son is a genius.
My son is a... What?
His IQ score is 142, the highest ever recorded in this school. Now, with the proper care and training, that boy of yours is going to be a great man. Hello? Franklin? Are you still there?
Yes. I'm still here. Goodbye.
I wonder if the French Foreign Legion takes men who haven't begun to shave yet.
My boy. My boy.
Gee, Pop, I'm sorry. I tried.
My son.
Holy cow, Corliss. It sure must be an awful blow to him. He's got tears in his eyes.
Mr. Franklin, are you all right?
I'll say I'm all right.
You hear that, Corliss? He's all right.
I'm just proud. Proud.
Proud?
I'll say I'm proud. My boy's a genius.
Gee whiz, Pop, I'd rather you'd sock me than go on like this.
Dexter, according to Mr. Pendergrass, you scored the highest IQ ever recorded in your school.
What?
Holy cow, Corliss, he's blown his fuse.
I'm proud of you, son. Proud. You're a chip off the old block.
Mr. Franklin, do you mean it? Do you really mean it? Dexter is really a genius?
According to the Board of Education, he is. And that's good enough for me.
Oh, Dexter! Daddy always said there was something peculiar about you.
Yes, the more I think of it, the surer I am. A chip off the old block.
Oh, Dolly, I'm so happy, so terribly happy. Dexter, don't just stand there with your mouth open. You're a genius. Say something.
Holy cow!
I don't blame him for being proud.
What pearls of wisdom did the young genius add to this great occasion, Corliss?
Oh, Dexter didn't say much, Daddy. He just said, holy cow!
I'll bet Socrates wishes he'd said that.
Just think of it. All these years we've had a genius in our midst, within a stone's throw of us. Think of it.
I am thinking of it. I'm also thinking about all the times I've been tempted to throw that stone.
Dexter Franklin, a name that'll go down through the ages, along with Plato, Aristophanes, Mozart.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, Daddy, be serious. Do you realize that Dexter's about to give something to the world? That he's about to throw out something to humanity?
Don't be surprised if humanity throws it right back.
Well, Daddy, what a cruel thing to say.
Baby, Dexter isn't any more a genius today than he was a dope yesterday. He's just a normal, average kid.
But, Harry, the IQ test...
Janet, IQ tests, along with every other thing devised by man or beast, can be dead wrong and often are. They're certainly not conclusive.
But, Daddy...
I, for one, want a little more proof before I start contributing to a fund to carve the words holy cow on the marble fronts of public buildings.
You just wait and see. Dexter's going to do great things. You'll see the world, the whole world is going to hear from Dexter Franklin.
No sooner said than done.
Coming, Dexter!
Now back to Corliss Archer. What do you think?
Frankly, Bill, I agree with John Foster Dulles. If the Suez...
No, Harry. I mean Dexter.
Dexter?
Yes. I mean, what do you think about his being a genius?
Oh. Well, I think it's swell, Bill. Corliss is so proud she bought a scrapbook to paste his face in.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah, I can hardly stand it.
Did I ever tell you what Dexter said the first time we took him to Sunday school?
No, I don't believe you did, Bill.
Well, it was the cleverest thing I ever heard a child say. I introduced him to the minister, and he said, how do you do? And the minister said, God bless you, son. And Dexter says, gee whiz, I didn't sneeze.
Oh.
You know, come to think of it, Dexter's always been smart.
Yeah, like today, Mr. Schroeder sent him out for a case of Scotch broth PDQ, and he brought back a case of Martin's VVO.
Well, what's dumb about that?
But actually, Harry, having a genius is quite a responsibility.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Excuse me.
Mary and I were talking about it last night, and believe me, we're worried. Got a problem on our hands. Harry, you're not listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Go on.
Harry, I can't tell you how proud I am of that boy.
You've tried.
I guess he's just about the smartest kid ever to have the name Franklin.
Aren't you overlooking Benjamin?
Harry, what's the matter with you?
Matter?
Couldn't be that you're just a little jealous of my boy, huh?
Jealous?
Just because the boy is a chip off the old block?
Now, wait a minute, Bill Franklin. Just the other day, sitting right on my front lawn, you were calling the kid a dope.
Harry, you must have misunderstood me. How could I say such a thing?
Oh, brother.
Oh, by George, you are jealous.
I am not jealous.
It's written all over you. I can read it in your face.
Congratulations. This is the first time I ever knew you could read.
What? Well, let me tell you this, Harry Archer. In the future, you can just keep your daughter away from my boy.
Keep her away from your boy? Well, your boy is in my home so much, Janet automatically dusts him off every time she does the living room.
Well, she won't be dusting him off anymore. From now on, your house is out of bounds.
Well, that's the best news I've heard since Hitler died.
Why, you're nothing but a jealous old fool.
And you're a pompous old goat.
You.
And if I were your son and you called me a chip off the old block, I'd sue you for defamation of character. Yes, I did.
But you can't call a man like Harry Archer a jealous old fool.
Oh, it's not so hard if you've lost your temper. Mary, I didn't want to fight with Harry.
But you did fight. Oh, Bill, our best friend.
Now, please don't cry.
Hi, Pop. Hello, Mom. Gee, where's Pop? What's the matter with Mom?
Nothing, son.
Gee, Mom, is there anything I can do?
No, I'm all right. Why, Dexter, dear, why are you wearing that outfit?
Oh, I'm just going to meet the fellows. We got a night baseball game on over at the park.
Dexter, you're not allowed to play baseball. You forget.
Forget?
But you're a genius.
Well, that's right, son. What if you got hurt?
But gee whiz, I like to play baseball. It's much more fun than being a genius.
Don't argue now, son. Your mother's upset enough. Just remember, it's for your own good.
Gee whiz. Well, I guess I'll go over and see Corliss then.
No.
Huh?
you can't go over to see Corliss.
Sure I can, Pop. Corliss is glad to see me anytime.
I know, but I'm afraid you can't go see her tonight.
Because I'm a genius?
Well, indirectly, yes.
But, oh, gee whiz, Pop. If a genius isn't allowed to go calling on his girl, that means he'll probably never get married. And if he never gets married... Holy cow. Now I can see why there are so few geniuses in the world.
Hello?
Corliss?
Dexter, why did you call me up? You're not supposed to see me.
Holy cow, Corliss, it's all right. I can't see you on the telephone. Yes.
That's true. Oh, Dexter, I'm so miserable.
Me too. Just because I've suddenly become intelligent is no reason to give you up.
Oh, Dexter, it's awful.
It sure is. My mother's crying.
My mother's crying, too.
And my old man and your old man aren't speaking. No kidding. Stupid people just don't realize how well off they are.
You're right, Dexter. I'd give anything if things were the way they used to be before you got smart.
But I don't know how I got smart, so I don't know how to stop.
Poor Dexter.
You don't suppose there are any schools anywhere where smart people go and learn how to be stupid? No, I guess not.
What do you think we ought to do, Dex?
Gee, I don't know.
I know. We'll talk it over with another genius, an experienced genius.
Who's that?
My father.
Dexter, I sympathize with you, but, well, I don't think I ought to meddle in family affairs.
Please, Daddy, if you don't help Dexter, he'll just disintegrate himself.
I sure will, Mr. Archer.
Please, Daddy.
Now, Corliss, Well, I'll tell you what. I have to go see Dexter's father on another matter anyhow.
Another matter, Daddy?
Yes, your mother wants me to... I've decided to apologize for that disagreement we had this afternoon. If I see that it goes all right, maybe I'll speak to him on Dexter's behalf. Maybe.
Oh, Daddy.
There's no reason a genius has to be unhappy. Why, it's just silly.
Gee, Mr. Archer, that's swell. You're making my whole life worthwhile.
Your father will understand. After all, we're both two grown men, civilized men. That little disagreement we had couldn't happen again in 1,000 years. Not in 1,000 years. Come on, kid.
Now back to Corliss Archer.
Hello, kid. And Harry. Hello, Harry. It's nice of you to drop in.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It's always nice to come here. I
feel the same way. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about going over to see you.
Oh.
Oh, Jack, look, they're just as friendly as they ever were.
Yeah.
Of course, we're just as friendly as we ever were. We've known each other too long to take a little argument seriously. Hey, pal?
Of course, pal. We just flew off the handle. Couldn't happen again in 1,000 years.
Pop, Mr. Archer came over to speak to you about me and this genius business.
Well, that's a subject I'm willing to discuss any time. Yeah,
Mr. Archer thinks we ought to just drop the whole thing.
Oh, he does, eh?
Now, wait a minute, Dexter.
He says he doesn't see any reason why I should be so unhappy.
He doesn't see any reason.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. Dexter, I can do my own talking.
What he's trying to say, Pop, is that he thinks all this fuss everyone's making over me is kind of stupid.
Stupid?
Now, just a minute. Hold on there, you young idiot.
Don't you call my boy an idiot.
For Pete's sake, Bill, let's not start another argument. I just came over here...
I know why you came over here. Dexter just told me.
But that's not the way it is at all.
Look here, Archer. Are you saying that my boy is a liar?
No, I simply...
Well, that's fine. First you call him an idiot, then you call...
Oh, my goodness.
I did not call that idiot a boy. I mean that idiot. By heavens, Franklin, your mind is warped.
So now I'm an idiot, huh?
Holy cow, that 1,000 years went by fast.
I will not stand being called an idiot in my own house.
Oh, Daddy, Mr. Franklin, please.
Pop, please.
Dexter, you keep out of this. Answer the phone, Dexter. Try to be quiet. Your mother's upstairs asleep.
Now, see here, Archer. You see here now. You were a perfectly normal guy until you were bitten by this genius bug.
Oh. So now I got bugs, eh? And in my own house. Get out, Archer. Get out this minute.
I won't get out until I've straightened you out, Franklin.
Straightened me out. You hear that? Yeah. He's going to attack me.
For heaven's sake, Bill Franklin, take hold of yourself. You're taking this genius thing too seriously.
Oh, I am, I? Well, let me tell you, anytime a man has a son with an IQ of 142, that man is a perp.
The phone is for you.
Tell him I'm busy.
But, Pop, it's Mr. Prendergast. He says it's important.
Well, all right. And it's for you, Archer. If you're not out of my house by the time I get back...
Better hurry, Pop. He's waiting.
All right.
Gee whiz, Mr. Archer. It looks like I'll just have to go on being a genius for the rest of my life.
Well, don't worry, Dex. Daddy will find a way. Won't you, Daddy?
Well, I don't know. Bill Franklin's a stubborn man.
Gee... Imagine living the rest of my life without ever playing baseball again.
Poor Dexter.
There's practically nothing left to live for.
Oh, Dex.
Here comes your father out of his corner for round two.
Now, look here, Bill. If you just stop and realize...
Please, Harry. Not now. But, Bill, what is it? You look so pale.
I'll be all right. Dexter,
Yes, Pop?
How much do you weigh?
Weigh? Why, I weigh 142.
142, eh? You're sure you don't weigh 98?
Gee whiz, Pop, sure, I'm sure.
Well, that's what I thought. Oh, well, it was nice while it lasted.
Well, what lasted?
Well, they thought your IQ was 142 and your weight 98 instead of the other way around.
Bill, you don't mean that...
Yes, Harry, a mistake. They were rushed for time when they made the notations. Dexter's weight was marked down where his IQ should have been and his IQ where his weight should have been.
Holy cow, Pop. 142 down to 98. Sounds like my IQ went to Slenderella.
Oh, Dexter, I'm so glad for you. I think it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Boy, there's nothing like being stupid.
That's my boy that said that.
Meet Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo, is based on characters created by F. Hugh Herbert. It's a James L. Sapphire production, directed by Stephen Hayter.